It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
And steps into it, passes, caught!
Here's your ballgame, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now he scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
He got it!
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got
40,
it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws downfield to Titans.
Look at those Wolverines! 95 Wolverines!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler! Unreal! Malcolm Butler!
Oh man, I'm trying to clean my teeth from doing a show, so that's not cool. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Kids, it's me.
Hey, I got my Scott Fishbowl shirt on today. Look at me. I'm special. Scott Fishbowl. Yeah.
I think I'm 0-4 already. You get 2 games per week in Scott Fishbowl, so 0-2, 0-4. Great job.
Great job.
Hey, I'm supposed to be live with my pal Sammy Wershing, but I don't know where he is. I was really excited to make this show a duet with him, but that's okay. I got plenty to say and lots to cover here. Week 3 NFL. Fantasy football in the can. Joe's here. Joe, I've been waiting for you.
Hello, Joseph. Hello, my friend. It's so good to see you again.
Joe, how'd your bets go week 2? You know, we have a Patreon, the Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's.
Utah, give me 2.
2 Z's. And on that Patreon, look, I've had a up and down affair with betting. I believe. In fact, it's not that I believe. I know that DraftKings and FanDuel and all these dumpster fires, they're out to exploit you. Yeah, they are. They're trying to take advantage, and they're going to make you want to come back to the app when you really don't want to. It's all there. It's plain as day. I'm not making this shit up. You'd have to be a real, really mature or naive not to see that. And, you know, that's the game. No regulations, no restrictions. Go, go, go. I play on DraftKings myself. I like the app, but I know the danger of it. So my concern is I love to bet. It's a lot of fun, gambling, picking games, trying to be right. It's a ton of fun, man. It is a ton of fun to try to guess. Hey, I want to be right. I know what's going to happen. I can predict the future. That is always going to be an entertaining possibility for me. Always and forever. I admit that freely. But as someone who has recovered from opioid addiction, deep, deep opioid addiction, actually it'll be, holy shit, 8 years next month. Oh my God, October 25th of next month. 8 years. This guy. Me. Somehow. Stayed off the opioids after all this time. So,
Uncle Ted's here. Says, Govier's looking like he's going to a Civil War reenactment soon. Yeah, I really do, don't I? You guys loving this? Look at the hair, everything. Total bozo fest here. I mean, look at me. But I love betting. I got issues with how the books operate. I just want to make that distinction for everybody. But on the Patreon, I post college and NFL betting sheets every weekend. And they've been totally free lately. Just post them for free. So even if you don't want to pay for the Patreon, which a lot of people don't, you can still go to the Patreon and be a member for free. So it's like basically like having a website. It is. It's like having a website. It is. So there you go. Check it out. Palazzo Podcast Patreon is in the description. The link for that. The Discord is totally free. We got Christian Crespo in there on Sunday mornings answering your start sick questions. Christian is a whiz. I've known Christian for many years now, the last 5 years, and he's great. He's great when it comes to dynasty, baseball, football. The guy knows his stuff. Redraft, all of it. Christian Crespo. Follow that man wherever you can find him, but I know you can find him in our Discord on his channel. It's right there. Okay? Got it? Good. Lock me in. So, having said all that, I was asking Joe about his bets. Did Joe respond? He's asking me, or is he congratulating someone else? Because I had a couple of, this is real too, I can show you the proof if you want to see it. A couple of first touchdown bets that came through, that's right. I was very happy. I love the first touchdown bets, they're cheap. You know, they're like 4,000 to 1. I like the deep plays. Guys who are 6,000 to 1, right? Or 60 to 1, plus 6,000. I love throwing 10 bucks on those. If it hits, you get 600 bucks. If it hits, and it does hit. This past weekend, Mac Hollins of the New England Patriots, first touchdown. I plopped down 15 bucks on Mac Hollins plus 4,000. Boom. That's a great return. And he had the first touchdown of the game down in South Florida. Woohoo!
Wow, dude.
How did I do it? I did it. I don't know how. Some people say you can't do it.
Can't do it.
But it's a lot of fun if you just want to take a shot at it. I gave you that one. And I also gave you the Luke Farrell first touchdown in the San Francisco-New Orleans game. It's on the sheet. It's all real. It's all true. And it's available at the Palazzo Podcast Patreon. So if you're in a legal state where you're allowed to bet and you like to do it for fun, or if you're serious, you're probably serious. You don't need to listen to me. You got your own opinions. But you could check that out. And I'll give you a little teaser here just to show everybody right quick because you want to talk more about fantasy football. I know that. So here it is. This is what you get a look at. I set it up for everybody every week. Obviously, look at all these. Dead wrong. This is not a good advertisement. Look at all this red. Boy, I really messed that up, didn't I? My picks against the spread this week were terrible. I was picking a lot of unders. We had a ton of scoring, so that didn't work out. But what I wanted to illuminate is I do player props for each game. And there it is right there. Mac Hollins plus 4,000. I wrote that on Sunday morning, and it hit, so that was nice. And then Mr. Farrell for, I was hoping that it was going to be Devon Valey at plus 5,500, but it was Luke Farrell plus 3,000. That one also hit, so very cool. So if you want to check that out more, I organize it every week. It's a lot of fun. And if you're into it, it's a great way to get in the fight. Okay? I'm done. Joe says, you can win a lot on those. Joe knows what I'm talking about. He said, no luck this week. It's hard to be right. Oh, yeah. You're not. Most weeks, you're not going to hit those first touchdown bets. They're really hard. They're really hard to hit. That's why I only put like 10 bucks on the deep plays. You know, tight ends. You get down to the goal line. Imagine this. It's the opening drive. Kickoff's at 1 o'clock. Everybody's cruising down the field trying to score a touchdown. You get first and goal. Joe Burrow, who's no longer with us anymore. So long, Joe.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done it. Joe Burrow, why? But imagine if Joe Burrow was healthy. First drive of the game, down to the 3-yard line. Little play-action pass to Chase Brown. Oh, and he dumps it over to Drew Sample, the backup tight end, who was plus 6,000 to score the first touchdown of the game, and that's how it happens. So they're a lot of fun. I'm really into those. Quite enjoy those. Joe said he had 2 out of 3. I hear you, Joe. I lost all my... I had a parlay of all unders that all lost. So I lose 2. Of course I do. That's the other thing I talk about with betting. I don't know any more than you do. So the only thing I can say is I use my experience and I try to organize it into a formatted sheet for you to make it a little more streamlined and easier if you're interested. That's all. Jimmy, my main man in Delaware in the his house. What is up, my brother? How's Delaware doing? He wants to know, should I drop Ridley for Iomanure? Now, this show is for you guys. You already know that. Mike Virginia, follow him on Twitter X, at underscore Mike VA. He's out there. I'm sure he's lurking around. He hit me up with a text on Sunday, or was it Monday? Yeah, it was Sunday. He's like, should I start Keenan Allen or Zach Charbonnet? I told him Keenan Allen,
Booyah! Nailed it! And Zach Charbonnet didn't do jack squat. I think he had 10 carries for 20 yards or some shit like that. And Keenan Allen scored a touchdown last night on Monday Night Football. So glad to help out, Mike. That worked out well. But with this one, I don't even know where I was going with the Mike Virginia point. Oh, I was going to hit this button. This is what Mike says. Oh my God, I'm all over the place.
The people.
But as far as Ridley for Iomanor, Iomanor? Iomanor? I'm so stupid. Iomanor is a hot rookie item who did score a touchdown. Cam Ward threw a touchdown pass to him, a beautiful pass against the Rams in a game that I thought the Titans would at least cover, but apparently they have the worst head coach ever because Cam Ward is a dude. Cam Ward can ball. Cam Ward is a guy that should play quarterback in the NFL for a long time. But Ridley, you can't dump yet. I didn't draft Ridley at all. I was completely out on Ridley this year, Jimmy. I had no interest. I think he's 30. He's kind of at the end of the road. That's just for me, though. But he'll probably still have some value because he's obviously one of the main guys for Tennessee that are going to get targets, right? I mean, if I look up the snaps, I don't even have to look up the snaps, but I'm sure he was the leading snapper at wide receiver. Yes, he was. Ridley was 86% against the Rams on Sunday. And then second was Iomanor. How about that? Iomanor? I'm going to say Iomanor. Iomanor. Elik Iomanor. 73% of the snaps. That's second by far. Tyler Lockett is done. He had 48% of the snaps. Who cares? And then Van Jefferson. Why, God, why? I used to love. There was a time in my life where I loved Van Jefferson. I thought he was awesome. I'm like, dude, I love Van Jefferson. Can you imagine how stupid I was? Holy testicle Tuesday. Wow.
Wow, dude.
So dumb. But no, you can't drop Ridley. Although I don't know if you can do Ridley for Iomanor because Ridley's still the main guy there. I'd like to pick up Iomanor for somebody else. Is that possible, Jimmy? Is it possible to do that instead? My main man in Delaware? Because you can't just give up on Ridley after week two. I can't advise that. I don't know how deep your league is. I don't know anything about it. But
it's weird. You know so much about Delaware.
What? I love Delaware.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Oh, here's Mikey. Burrow replacement. He wants to know about Danny Jones or Goff. Can you believe that's a real scenario? Mike says, hold Ridley. There you go. Jimmy, you're getting multiple people telling you, hold Ridley. Also, Joe saying you can't drop Ridley for him. So everyone agrees. That must mean we're all wrong then, right? Jimmy, I hope you're doing well. Jimmy, did you place any bets in Delaware over the weekend? Jimmy loves to place bets. I think he would drive to the... Did you drive to Philadelphia to place bets back in the day, or was it the sportsbook in Delaware as well?
It's weird. You know so much about Delaware. You fucking Joe Biden.
No, I'm not. I think I kind of started to look like Joe Biden a little bit here, actually. But yeah, so back to Mikey's question. Please, everybody, follow Mike Virginia. Remember, Mike's on sabbatical. Mike has not left the show at all. Mike Virginia at underscore Mike VA. He's the man. He's taking care of his newborn child. Boy, Mike, it's been a month now because it's September 16th, right? Was it a month tomorrow or the day after? Because it was like August 18th-ish. I think it was August 18th or that Saturday night into the Sunday morning that your newborn was created. Well, not created, but birthed. There's a difference between created and birthed, right? Do I got this? So Danny Jones or Goff? Mike confirming it's been a month. Thanks, Mike. So this is a real question. Even though Goff threw 5 touchdowns, my Lions back and better than ever. Wow.
Great job.
I don't know that we'll see that again this year from the Lions offensively. I really don't. No, lock me in. Yeah, it was fun. We're going to lose at Baltimore next. They are. Mike, our teams are getting together Monday Night Football. It's going to be a doozy. Ravens-Lions. Lions are getting 6 points. I'm taking the Ravens, actually, though. Am I a fool? Tell me how dumb I am. Daniel Jones. Look, I posted earlier on Twitter today. I'm doing NFL flashbacks. The goal with my NFL flashback tweets is to remind everybody of what has happened before because it's going to happen again. Remember last year? The New Orleans Saints, they scored 40-plus points in both of their first 2 games, but their head coach, Dennis Allen, was fired by the end of the season. That really happened. It did. And then in week 3, the Saints took on the Eagles at home, the eventual Super Bowl champions. This is week 3 in the NFL now, so if we want to do some comparison, that's fun. And the Saints
played a tough game, but they lost 15-12. And then after that, the Saints lost 7 games in a row. So all this to say is Daniel Jones won a playoff game on the road 2 years ago for the Giants. They beat the Vikings on the road in the playoffs. Daniel Jones is a road playoff game winner, so he's not a piece of shit. He has value. He can do things. And remember, he had a bad knee injury, so he's coming back from that. He's more healthy now. He's in a different environment, and it all lines up to make sense. Plus, you got to think about the factor, the death of the owner. Jim Irsay, may he rest in peace. Also a fellow opioid addict. Right, Jim? He tried to do a lot to be more aware about it and kind of kill the stigma. I think he had something about kill the stigma, which I respect. I love that because I'm all about crushing stigmas left and right. Bing, bang, boom, pow! Give me two.
Utah.
2 times.
Give me 2.
But I can't. You got to go golf, I guess. But for fantasy, I don't know. Mike, what do you think? What do you think about golf from an objective point of view, Mike? I want you to type in the chat. I wish you were here. We'd be talking right now. I understand completely. You know that. But Mike, oh, please give me some water, ASMR. I beg you. Oh, what does this sound like? What's that sound like? Oh, I'm so stupid, and I love it. I'm sexy, and I know it. Look at this. You see me? But, Mike, give me your objective opinion on Jared Goff from an outsider's perspective. And here it is. Mike says, Goff has his ups and downs. Jones has the rushing upside. So I have him, but probably roster both. I think for fantasy, Jones is just as useful. You want to talk schedules? You want to play that game? I don't play that game. It's a fun game to play. We can talk about that. I mentioned the Lions are taking on the Ravens on Monday Night Football this coming week. But then after that, they got Cleveland at home at Cincinnati. Oh, wow. That's fun, by the way. Cincinnati, no Joe Burrow, as we all know. That's good news for Lions fans. And anybody taking on the Bengals. So, yeah. So there is Cleveland, Cincinnati at Kansas City. Another night game. Then Tampa Bay, who might be the best team in the NFC next to Philadelphia. Wow! Or Detroit. They're on a bye. They got Minnesota at Washington, at Philly, Giants, Green Bay again. Dallas during the playoff stretch, if you're thinking about fantasy playoffs, at the Rams, Pittsburgh. Ugh. Okay, so that's Goff's schedule. A little bit daunting, I would say. And then Daniel Jones gives you at Tennessee this week. Tennessee sucks. God, their defense is... I thought their defense was decent. In week one, it might have been a fraud because Denver is just in a funk right now. And they lost so stupidly to Daniel Jones and the Colts. What a scam. If the guy blocked the kick on that leverage penalty between the Colts and the Broncos on Sunday, on that leverage penalty, if the guy had blocked the kick and used leverage, I understand calling the flag. But the guy had nothing to do with the play. The field goal was missed, and that was it. Don't call that flag. Boo! Boo! That's trash. So Daniel Jones then goes to the Rams. That's a tough matchup. Rams defense is good. Vegas, middling D, decent D. Arizona, decent D. Chargers, decent D. Ooh, Tennessee again. Pittsburgh, Atlanta, then a bye. Wow. I feel like this is a tough stretch. I like a lot of these defenses. So I think over the next 6 weeks, Daniel Jones has a rougher schedule than Goff does. And I think that's pretty safe to say, is it not? Mike says Goff could shred the Ravens secondary. No way. I'm telling you now, I don't believe Goff could put up some numbers, but he's never going to win a Super Bowl. Lock me in 10 times over, especially after a huge win like this when the Lions demolished the Bears and Ben Johnson, their former cohort. Lock me in. Jared Goff will never win a Super Bowl. Lock it in all day forever, okay? Uncle Ted says Goff has hella weapons. Yes, he does. He absolutely does. I get it. Goff has weapons, but that offensive line will still be a problem against that Baltimore defense, which I think is pretty decent. I mean, they basically totally shut down Cleveland. They only scored 17 points because of garbage time at the end, in my view. They owned Cleveland, and Buffalo's a freak. I mean, Buffalo's one of the best offenses in football, bar none, so that doesn't count. And then, of course, the Lions have a good offense, but in Baltimore, on the grass, Goff's not going to be as good. I don't see him shredding Baltimore secondary, but I guess we'll find out. That's how I see it. Your opinion matters here on the Palazzo Podcast. That's why the live chat is open.
Utah.
Two L's, two Z's.
Give me 2.
And we love you. Joe says he has three survivors, though. Oh, you got three survivors going? And Jimmy says, go, Chargers, go. Yeah, I'm loving the Delaware button tonight, though, Jimmy.
It's weird. You know so much about Delaware. You fucking Joe Biden.
All right, it's the last time I play the Delaware button. I love- Oh, makes me laugh. I love the buttons. We love to have fun here in the Palazzo Podcast, and we love to talk about football and winning.
Go, Chargers, go.
Oh, Chargers are awesome. I wish I had more Herbert shares. I'm so pissed I don't have any Herbert shares. What was I thinking? Oh, thank the fictitious Lord. However, I only have one Joe Burrow share. Thank you. I only have one Joe Burrow share, so that doesn't hurt too bad. Chad's here. What's up, Chad? Hit Mac Jones up on the low because Mac Jones about to throw. Yeah, Mac Jones, three touchdowns against the Saints. There it is, man. I'm telling you, Shanahan could do this. Shanahan will never win a Super Bowl, but he will give you a quarterback that puts up fantasy points that you don't expect it from. And the Saints D is solid. It's not a bad defense. Mac Jones got it done. And I picked him up as soon as I heard the injury news last week. I think it was Tuesday, a week ago now, Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. I went to a waiver wire where you could pick up free agents. There is no waivers. There's no fab after the waiver wire runs on Tuesday night. And I picked him right up. And that's in Superflex leagues, two Superflex leagues. I'm like, Mac Jones, Superflex, I got to have this. Though Joe says the Saints are a sorry affair. Well, yeah, I mean, they're not good, but their defense isn't bad, and their offense isn't bad, but that all adds up to not good, right? And the game scripts are going to favor all season long Spencer Rattler, who I drafted in a couple best balls. I like Spencer Rattler. Guy can put up some numbers. He's serviceable, and he's got weapons, right? Oh, I missed this from Joe. Hey, Joe! Joseph Krakowski in the house. What a beautiful name that is. How much fab people putting on Troy Franklin? Yeah, now this is the story. Look, people were talking about Mims. People were hyping up the rookie Pat Bryant for the Denver Broncos wide receiver room. But few people talked about Troy Franklin. I, myself, was unsure. Would Franklin make a leap? This guy had talent, played at Oregon, showed he could be a badass wide receiver, but just hadn't done it in the NFL yet. But he's still young. This is year two for Franklin, off the top of my head, or is it year three? I believe it's year two, and that, yeah, it's year three, okay. In 2023, wait a minute. Oh, good. Did he get hurt in 2023 or he just didn't do jack squat? See, now I got to look it up and it's annoying. Troy Franklin, Pro Football Reference. So everybody, let's all join me. Let's go on the journey together. Pro Football Reference. Who doesn't love going to Pro Football Reference and looking shit up? It's the bee's knees. Yeah, he was a rookie last year. 2023. Yeah, he didn't. Why would they put that on Yahoo? They have a space for him in 2023 on Yahoo, which makes it deceiving. Like, he may have been hurt or missed the season. Yahoo, don't put a year if the guy wasn't in the league yet. So this is year two. He was a rookie last year. You know, he didn't do much. But he had a rookie quarterback to work with as well. But now Troy Franklin, already scoring touchdowns, has 12 catches for $133 to this point in the season. And the targets matter, right? We love the targets. So I'm all about it. I like Troy Franklin a lot. I didn't know what would happen, but catching 12 passes on 15 targets is good news. He's going to get balls thrown his way, and the fact that he's ascending right now, and Marvin Mims, who did score a touchdown against the Colts, only had two targets. I find that interesting. I do. You know, game scripts can go a certain way. I get that. But I would put, if you need a wide receiver replacement, and I got to say, quarterback position is hell right now. I was doing my, over on the Patreon, I also post my weekly, now I know Mike Virginia loves this, Mike, he's still there, weekly positional rankings for fantasy football, PPR style. I do that over on the Patreon. Mike hates doing those rankings. I get it, Mike. I think it's kind of dumb too, but, you know, people want to have a barometer to go from, and I understand that. So it's also kind of fun to see how each week changes things a lot, and if you can stay true to what you really think you know, despite a player doing jack squat that week, right? It'll test you. It'll test me. It tests me when I really love a player, but he's not getting any balls thrown his way, or he's not getting enough touches, or he's not putting up points yet. And you can't panic. You got to stay cool. If you know what you believe to be true about a player, that his position on the team is sound, and that he's going to get his opportunities, then you got to stay the course. You just do, right? So that's why rankings can be fun. But I'm going to put 5% of fab on Franklin. Maybe 7.
I could see putting 10%, depending on the league you're in. I could put up to 10% of my fab on Franklin. I think he's that viable. I think that offense is useful, and Nix is going to be better as the season goes on. Bo Nix playing like shit to start the year. The Broncos play like shit to start the year. This is kind of what they do. You remember another tweet I posted earlier about looking back in recent memory to see what we can learn from NFL seasons of the past 5 years? Week 3, 2023, was the week where the Dolphins put up a 70-burger on the Broncos.
So you better run a check.
Yeah, you better run a check. That really happened. Damn! That was week 3 2 years ago, 70-20. Broncos got crushed by Miami down in South Florida. So maybe the Broncos are always just going to start off slow with Sean Payton, but they'll end strong. And that's what, you always want to end strong, right? So there it is. I'm saying 5 to 10%, Joseph Krakowski. Thanks for being here. Please subscribe, like the video, and the Discord's free. It's in the link. Hey, Ventro! Start Hockenson or Kincaid? I also have Mason as my RB2. Yo, I love Mason, Ventro. I love Mason. I want to trade for all the Mason right now. Now's the time. I know Aaron Jones has a hammy thing. He might not play this week. And we got a quarterback change. JJ McCarthy, my boy, go blue. You know, better run a check, JJ.
So you better run a check.
He needs to run a check. Apparently, he's got an ankle injury, but there's some conspiracy theories that a rookie quarterback who was drafted last year is basically his first year because he sat out all of last year in Minnesota. But in year two, Minnesota's going to play him in 2 games and then bench him intentionally? He's that bad? Not buying it. Not buying it. Take your ass to China. You can go all around the world and you can find a quarterback to replace JJ McCarthy. Let me know, because he's not out there. Carson Wentz is not that guy. You can go to Mongolia. You can go to Australia. You can go to the southern tip of Africa. J.J. McCarthy is going to be a quarterback who can compete with the best of them. He really can.
China.
He can. I believe that. I'm not bailing, okay? Just want to say that on a side note. But I love Mason, Ventro. And I think everybody should be trying to get themselves some Jordan Mason shares. This guy's going to get a lot of volume. He's in his prime, and they need him. The only question is that old line holding up. Love Jordan Mason. Love Jordan Mason. Love Jordan Mason.
Thank you, Jesus.
Kurt Warner would love Jordan Mason, too. So start Hockenson or Kincaid, ass? I'm starting Kincaid. I have a thing for Kincaid. I think that Hockens is right at the end of his run of greatness when it comes to fantasy. So that's how I feel about it. So you're talking to a guy who's not a big Hockenson guy. Dalton scores a touchdown in week 1 on 4 targets. He gets 6 targets against the Jets. Doesn't score. He has the exact same amount of catches. He's had 4 catches in each of his first 2 games. Dalton Kincaid has from Josh Allen. And Mitch Trubisky, I guess, came in at that point, some point in that game. Weird. But yeah, I'm a Kincaid guy. So I'm going Kincaid. It's Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins defense, which sucks. So I love the matchup, and I'm playing Kincaid, okay? That's where I'm going. Joe says, I don't think they play American football there. In China? Yeah. Yeah, how come we haven't seen one of these Chinese games yet? NFL Europe, NFL China? Where the hell's that at?
China.
I'd like to see that, please. Joe says, they'll get murder versus Seahawks this week. Talk about the Saints? Yeah. Oh, I'll take the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are favored by 7.5 against the Saints at home. I'll take that all day. I'm with you. I like it. I like it a lot. Jimmy says, RIP Ladd McConkey. Oh, no. What are you telling? Wait, are you just saying this like his season's going to shit, or did I miss something? Oh, you're just saying it's not going to work out, huh? Okay. Well, I don't know if that's true. Uncle Ted says, I wish I had more Keenan Allen. Uncle Ted, I completely agree with you on this one. Yes. I'm so envious. I have zero Keenan Allen. He is so clearly going to be a one-year step in and put up big numbers with Herbert in his prime. It makes all the sense of the world, and it sucks because I really like Trey Harris, the rookie they drafted in the second round out of the Ole Miss, who beat Arkansas this weekend. Anybody catch college football? I also do a college football betting sheet. I love college football. And I just talked to my boy. I got a shout-out, Bogman. Scott Bogman from In This League. I texted him. I'm like, hey, you want to talk college football sometimes? And it turns out he's already talking college football on the In This League feed for football. So check out him and CK, a guy I'm hoping to get to know. And he said I could pop on the show at some point, so I'm hoping to do that. Make sure you check out Bogman's In This League football with CK. Good stuff. They do pro and college. A lot of fun. And I love Bogman. He's such a pleasant, happy-going guy. At least it seems on the surface. He could be really depressed, but I don't know. I've read people wrong before. I don't know. He seems like he's enjoying life. He does. I hope he hears this. I hope someone says, hey, so you know, Govia was talking about you on the show, and he says you're depressed. I would love that. That'd just be stupid.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your faults.
Yeah, well, you know, take it. Take the good with the bad, right?
Wow, dude.
Anyways, boy, so how did I get to that point? Arkansas, Ole Miss. Trey Harris. Second round pick of the Chargers. But when they signed Keenan Allen in the preseason, I knew it was death sentence for all my Trey Harris love. I have Trey Harris on some best balls, and that's not going to work out well unless we get an injury. And Keenan Allen does get hurt, so maybe that'll happen. But Keenan Allen, he's a guy I'd love to have on some teams. I would. He's going to have a great fantasy season as long as he stays healthy. Right? All right. Jones to the IR. Oh, thanks, Chad. So even better. No way I'm getting Jordan Mason now. No one's going to trade him to me now. Shit. There was a lot of hype on Franklin in the wake of the Vele trade because reportedly it was Franklin's leap in the preseason that allowed them to move Vele. And I like Devon Vele. Chad, I know you do too. You know, Chad is the guy who called Puka Nacua his rookie year before it ever happened. He called out Puka Nacua as the breakout receiver of the year, and Chad absolutely nailed that. Follow Chad on Twitter X. Chad is a wizard. He knows this stuff inside and out. He nailed it. Totally nailed it. Cheers to you, my friend. Yummy. I actually like Devon Vele. I hope he gets some more touches in New Orleans. I do. Anywho, yeah, so they trade Vele away in the preseason for a fourth and a seventh rounder to the Saints. That's a decent amount of draft capital for a wide receiver like this. So clearly Franklin impressed them. You're right. That's a great call. Chaz has a big question on since Mason isn't the pinnacle of durability and Ty Chandler also on the IR. Do you handcuff Mason with Xavier Scott or the newly signed Cam Akers? Oh, God. Cam Akers. Oh, God. We're there, huh? Oh, Cam Akers, you just will not leave our life, will you? thanks for the update, Chad. Now I know Cam Akers is a Viking. Woohoo. Jimmy says, nah, but I just hope Ladd has a few spike weeks. Okay, we'll see. College, huh? From you, MJ, interesting. Yeah, right? I know. I always shit the bed. I always forget about our college. I'm in college fantasy leagues with Jamie, and I forget to set the lineups. I'm terrible. It just, like, escapes my mind. There's so many things in my brain and so many things going on that slips my mind. Damn it. Sorry about that, Jamie. I'm a bad man. Joe says, somehow, make sure you guys follow Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Jamie's a good dude. Him and his partner doing their thing. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube, please, and thank you. Somehow, Akers always gets run with a random team decimated by injuries every year. Joe? Ain't that should be like we got fantasy football truths or fantasy football cliches. That's one of them because it happens every year. You're right. You're goddamn right. You're right. You're goddamn right. Okay. What else did I miss here? Looks like I got most of your guys' thoughts so far in the chat. Any questions? Throw them in here. I'd love to hear about it. Let's talk about. All right. Let me center myself. Slow things down. You know, if we go look at my rankings, it'll help me jog the memory of what I'm trying to focus on. Okay, so let's talk quarterback. Quarterback talk. Browning is a very serviceable sub for Burrow. He's not quite Burrow, but I wonder how far off it'll end up being production-wise now that he gets all this run. Remember, 2 years ago, 2023, he started 7 games. He threw 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. Not earth-shattering. Didn't change people's lives. Here he goes. The Jake Browning football reference page. And he threw for 1,900 yards in those games. 70% completion percentage. So, dink and dunk. You talk about check down Charlies. We're looking at one right here. Now it's 2 years later. He throws 2 touchdowns and 3 picks in that game, by the way. Bengals still won, which is cool. And you got to believe Browning has more trust from the coaching staff and believes in himself a little bit more than maybe he did 2 years ago. He's almost 30 years old. He's been around the block. There's a ceiling on Browning's ability. But I think the Bengals could still be close to the same team they were going to be. You'll miss the clutch factor from Burrow. You'll absolutely miss the clutch factor. No argument here. But that offense is still going to be pretty solid in Cincinnati. It's not a huge hit in my view, okay? Joe says, I hope Jaden doesn't miss any time. They're entering the soft part of the schedule in Washington. Oh, man.
Go, Chargers, go.
Well, no, we're talking about Washington Commanders. What a stupid name. Better than the old one, though.
Great job.
Red alert. Red alert. Commercials incoming. Please be prepared to ignore them. These people are not your friends. These messages are intended to make you feel bad or that something is missing from your life. Red alert. Commercials incoming. Prepare to enable the use of your 15-second skip ahead button. You are in terrible peril. Red alert. Red alert. Commercials incoming. In 3, 2, 1.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Jaden Daniels, I didn't draft any of him this year. I just decided to sit it out because year two, just weird shit can happen. Even for a guy as talented as Jaden Daniels, they did so much in year one. They beat my Lions and went to the NFC Championship game. I'm like, dude, no way they're going to do that in year two. They're going to have a reality check. They'll have to run a check for sure. Ice Cube knows what I'm talking about with the Commanders.
So you better run a check.
So I just stayed away. And now I'm lucking out that Daniels might miss this week's game. Possible knee injury here. I don't know how serious it is yet. Still waiting. But it could be Marcus Mariota time. The other thing I do know is that this is good news for Deebo Samuel. And I love Deebo coming into this year. He's still got life left. We've seen it in the first 2 weeks. He's been playing great. Deebo! Love Deebo. And this is only good news. It just means they'll rely more on a guy like Deebo to run the ball, right? And with the loss of Mr. Eckler, who's done. That's it. Everybody say goodbye. It was a great ride, Austin Eckler. You had a hell of a run, but your career is over. You're 30, going on 31, and you tore your Achilles. It's not. I don't make the rules, man. It's up to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you just say, thank you, Jesus. You shake hands, and you say goodbye. Now, the good news with the Commanders here in this situation, as Joe says, Bill Kroski's roofies breaks out this week. What does this mean? I don't understand something here, Joe. I really don't. There's some reference I don't know about. So you automatically hate them. Who wants some Deebo? Who wants some Deebo? Punk? You're right. I can't believe I don't have the Deebo clip because I got this one.
Damn!
How can I not have the Deebo clip? That's Joe. That's blasphemy. You're right. That's embarrassing. I'm actually embarrassed right now and I'm ashamed. And I might just quit forever. Because I failed you. Not even the Deebo clip. I mean, Mike, what am I thinking? No Deebo? I'm looking to check to see if maybe I better run a check. That's what I'm doing.
So you better run a check.
Yeah, no Deebo clip. All right. Well, I'll fix that for next show. Lock me in. That's a promise to you all. Okay? Wow, that's funny. Bill Crosby? Oh, I see. Bill Kroski's... Too soon? That sounds like Family Guy to me. Oh, too soon? Brian cracks an FDR joke, and he's like, too soon?
Too soon?
Anywho, I love it, Joe. Keep the comedy rolling. We have a sense of humor on this show. Since Caleb Williams told Tory Taylor, you're not going to punt too much here, Taylor has punted 92 times more than any other player in the NFL. What a stat. That's talk about stat of the day, Dan Patrick.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Ooh. Here comes that what? Punter, stat of the day. Blew.
Man, that is a great one. Chad, I love it. That's one of your best yet. Jamie said, what do you think of Sleeper's new platform, Chopped? Oh, I haven't seen this. Did they... am I stoned? Am I smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo? I don't know what that is. Anybody else know what I'm talking about? What is this? What's happening? Let me know. Hamza Kamran. What's up, Hamza Kamran? Should I trade BTJ for Genty? So BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr., if you haven't seen the clips, people were breaking down how he looked so lifeless against the Bengals in their game on Sunday. And it turns out he had a wrist injury. So, question is, oh, my dad was just texting me, sorry. I'm like, why? My dad texted me at almost 8 o'clock at night. That's late for him. I wonder why. But it was nothing. Everything's cool, everybody. Remain calm. My father, Tim Govier. Hell of a guy. Great guitar player. He really is. But Genty is going to get more volume. People are ripping on rookie running backs. I saw it all day on Twitter today and yesterday. Oh, all you people that drafted rookie running backs, you're screwed now.
Great job.
Wow, dude.
If you need a running back, I don't think this is a bad trade. I don't think that BTJ is going to do what he did last year. Again, I don't. These guys, even if they're great players, and Brian Thomas Jr. is a great player. He's an awesome receiver. But guys who have amazing rookie years, sometimes they come back to earth even when they have all the talent in the world like BTJ does in year two. So I'm not opposed to this trade. I'm really not. And this wrist issue, you know, how is it going to linger? What's going to happen here? He obviously played with it, so it can't be that bad. But if you need a running back, I'm not opposed to this trade. I'm not. I'm curious what if anybody else has a commentary on this one, because I'm willing to do it, even though I didn't draft. I want to be clear, Hamza. By the way, subscribe. Please like the video. Discord, the link is in the description. It's totally free. We got a Patreon, too. Got lots of stuff here for you. I love connecting. I love talking ball. I could do this for hours.
I could eat a peach for hours. I could eat peaches for hours.
I didn't draft any Genty besides, well, I had one dynasty share. That was it. I was just kind of suspect, even though he's talented. I just didn't know what we'd get out of the Raiders this year. And I think after two games, you kind of see where I was going with that. Week one, they beat New England on the road. Then last night, they looked like shit. Geno Smith throws three picks. Brock Bowers clearly hurt, by the way. The leagues I had Brock Bowers in, I completely benched him. I didn't care if he was going to play or not. He's not Superman. He would have had to have shown me something and proven it to me, and he did not last night. Bowers was clearly looking like he wasn't ready or shouldn't have played, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe not a great job by the Raiders against the Chargers.
Chargers, go.
But maybe one of the great, great, I'm hurt, I'm not sure if I'm going to play outings of all time was the Dalvin Cook against the Steelers on a Thursday night football a couple years back when Dalvin Cook was still in his prime with the Vikings. There was a lot of doubts if he would play at all. And then he had 200 yards rushing in the first half against the Steelers on Thursday night football. That shit was crazy. Damn. You remember that? And it was like, I don't know if he's going to play. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Thank you, Hamza. Love the questions. Ventro asked that one already, right? Ventro, I don't have to go back to you on that one. Joe says they might have had a shot to win that game if they didn't get away from Genty. Yeah, that's also a good point, Joe. You know, Pete Carroll and Gino have a love affair, so maybe they start throwing the ball too much. Tom Brady's up there in the booth. He's like, "Hey, Gino, let's try another pass play." Like Tom Brady forgot that the run helps set up his greatness as well. You need the run, the play action. Duh. Right? Face off. Dan Weigel nailed it. Booyah! Way to go, Dan.
I apologize.
You don't need to apologize. He totally nailed it.
I could eat peaches for hours.
You nailed it. Dan, are you subscribed? Are you liking this video? Because you clearly belong here. You nailed that in a heartbeat. Woo! In a hot shit minute, as Dan Aykroyd says in The Great Outdoors, which is a hilarious film. DG3. Hello, DG3. Welcome to the show. Please subscribe. Like the video. All the stuff that supports us. Hit the dingy thing. If you don't know, now you know. Should I trade? If you don't know, now you know. That was Biggie, right? But not to be confused with Ice Cube. If you don't know, that's East Coast versus West Coast. Remember that? Well, it seems like a silly thing looking back now. Loss of human life, East Coast, West Coast. Seems like a waste. Anyways, DG3, should I trade my Josh Allen? Whoa, trade Josh Allen? Travis Hunter And Bill, I love it, for Kyren, Mike Evans, and Tet. So you got a rookie wide receiver for a rookie wide receiver, Tet McMillan and Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter hasn't done shit so far. It's only 2 weeks, though. Everybody calm down. Slow your roll.
Utah, give me two.
Josh Allen is such a security, such a guarantee. And then you're going to go with Kyren Williams, who, by the way, Blake Corum, the backup running back in his second year. Again, give me two.
Utah.
Year two.
Give me two.
For Blake Corum with the Rams system. Scored a touchdown against the Titans. He had 5 carries, 44 yards. Blake Corum is getting opportunity a little bit more. And now also see the trust, because it didn't seem like there was a lot of trust between Corum and McVay last year. But we're seeing that now. And if Kyren Williams gets hurt, this is Blake Corum's show, folks. Get on the Blake Corum bandwagon now. But Kyren is a very reliable, high-volume running back, and they're few and far between in this league. So I can understand why you want to acquire Kyren Williams. Mike Evans is old. He's got Baker Mayfield, who's one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy. There's just no doubt about it. And in real-life NFL, bar none. And then you get Tet, the rookie, who you think he broke 100 yards, right, with Bryce Young and company in Arizona. Congratulations to Tet McMillan on his first 100-yard game. I trust Josh Allen too much. Travis Hunter, I'd like to get rid of and redraft. And Bill's going to be, oh, that's the point I missed when I was rambling about the damn Washington Commanders. You brought me back to it because of Bill. Thank you, DG3. Chris Rodriguez. The Commanders traded away Brian Robinson, right, in the preseason. They say, hey, we got Bill, we got Eckler, and we got McNichols. Jeremy McNichols, who I give a shit about. But he's always there. He's always being annoying and sneaking in and getting snaps, the bastard. But Chris Rodriguez has had two healthy scratches to start the year. Now they really need Chris Rodriguez. To me, Chris Rodriguez is one of the key running back pickups in week three. I absolutely, positively have little doubt about it, because I was already still hoping to play him in the first 2 weeks, even though he was a healthy scratch. But now Washington really needs Chris Rodriguez. He's got to be a factor now. I'd just be shocked if he wasn't. He's got to be more involved. He's been there. He's not a rookie, too. I don't know why he was a healthy scratch the first 2 weeks. I thought maybe they did it in week one because they knew they had a big, big game against Green Bay with a quick turnaround for Thursday Night Football. So healthy scratch Rodriguez in week one, so he's more healthy for week two against Green Bay, but they didn't use him then either. So I'm baffled by the usage with Chris Rodriguez, but that's got to change now. If they know what's good for him, they'll get him involved. All this to say, I think Josh Allen's too reliable. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I think you could even get more for Josh Allen. He's that good. Now, it depends on, is this a super flex league or not either? There's some other factors I'd like to know, DG3, but that's my quick response. All right, Jamie's telling me it's like the guillotine leagues that are out there. Lowest score, you get cut. Fab for the players of the teams hits waivers. Oh, okay. So that's what the new sleeper thing is. It's basically just a guillotine setup. Cool. I haven't done any guillotine leagues. I've heard about them the last few years. Yahoo's trying to get me to play them. Now you're telling me about the sleeper version of guillotine leagues. I like it, but I haven't had a chance to play it. Joe says they might have had a shot to win the game if they get... Oh, I already caught that one. We talk about the Chargers' awesome offense, but the Raiders held them to 20 points. Yeah, the Raiders have a solid D. I got no beef with that, if that's what you're saying, right? I love it. Lots of podcasts, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
Utah.
Give me two.
Give me two.
Jamie says, I like Jenty as a rookie. He has the talent to be great, and heard the Raiders didn't want to overwork the rookie. Okay, well, why'd you draft him in the top 10 like that? Because these are the prime years now, man. Let's get him going. Joe says, remember when Bijan sat out with a headache his rookie year? Oh, yeah. How about that? That's a classic.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my God. That's a huge spider on the window. A huge... I live by a river and a van down by the river. I live in a condo on the 6th floor right by the Detroit River. And if you know anything about rivers, apparently spiders love water and rivers, and they live by the river. And these spiders are huge. They are huge. Jimmy says, Ladd McConkey for Tyler Warren. I need a tight end. Biggie. Bigly? Bigly? Would you do McConkey for Warren? I would. I love Tyler Warren. I think he's going to end up being their key target as the season develops. I really do. I like McConkey a lot. I love Herbert this year. You can trust Herbert a lot more than you can trust Daniel Jones. But in terms of volume and opportunity, I think Warren is going to be crucial for that. Joe says, no way you make that trade. Warren is a star. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, if you're trading away Warren, I don't want to do that. I'm clear. I want Warren, right? Maybe try to buy a bit lower first. Okay. Oh, look, somebody on Twitch. Wow, we never get anybody over on the Twitch side of things. We do always broadcast live on Twitch. So, hello, Decaddy. I traded CD and Kenneth Walker, I assume, for Jettis, Kyren, and Garrett Wilson. How did I do? Okay, am I stoned? I know Jettis is a typo. Can you help me out with that? Does anyone know who Jettis might imply there? What am I missing there? So CD Lamb and Kenneth Walker for somebody, Kyren and Garrett Wilson. You traded CD and Kenneth Walker. I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't want Garrett Wilson. I love Justin Fields, but now he's been concussed. I don't know who to trust or what's going to happen there, even though it was a good week one. Week two was a nightmare. I like Kyren Williams. I tell you, I love the volume. I've said that before. But I love CD in this offense in Dallas. I really do. And I like Kenneth Walker. He's one of my most drafted running backs this year. I'm so happy to see him do so well in such a limited opportunity. He had less snaps than Zach Charbonnet in week two, but he cracked 100 yards and scored a touchdown. Thank you, Kenneth Walker. Thank you very much. Thank you. Meanwhile, Charbonnet had 10 carries for 20 yards. So. I just wouldn't trade CD and Kenneth. That's not for me. So that's just my opinion. You asked it, and now you got it over there on the Twitch side. Thank you, Twitch man. Jimmy says, hoping Isaiah Likely hits big this year. Me too. Everybody, make sure you're adding Likely. Get him on your rosters now. He's about ready to make his debut. You know, he's nursing an issue. We knew that preseason he would miss the first couple weeks of the season as he dealt with his foot injury. He's not going to play, or he didn't play Sunday, but he might make his debut against the Lions this week. And no matter when he makes his debut, I'm pro-Likely. The guy's got so much talent, and that offense is so fire, so money. The great call here. Everybody should be adding Likely, if not already rostering him, for real. No bullshit. That's the truth. Dan says, now I want to watch Pulp Fiction. Yeah, me too.
Too soon?
Is it too soon? I mean, Pulp Fiction is 31 years old, right? And, I mean, you don't have to twist my arm. I love Pulp Fiction. Always have, always will. And I do love a tasty burger. And I never had a Big Kahuna burger, but I would like to try it.
I do love the taste of a good burger.
See? We all do. Yummy. Let's put another shrimp on the Bobby. You know, that also came out the same year as Pulp Fiction. Dumb and Dumber. Oh, man, we're having fun here on the Palazzo Podcast.
You talk.
Two L's, two Z's.
Give me two.
All right. Thanks, Dan, for making me think about Pulp Fiction now nonstop.
This is a tasty burger.
Joe says, I was saying no way to the Allen trade, not you. Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't trade Josh Allen. I agree. So we agree, Joe. Tanner Greenlee. What's up, Tanner Greenlee? Not to be confused with Dre Greenlaw, right? Tanner Greenlee. Looks like you got a baseball guy. Are you a pitcher or you just like baseball? In your avatar, I see a photo. We do baseball here at the Palazzo Podcast. The show was founded on fantasy baseball. And we do football when football comes around. It's fun, too. Do I trade away Pickens for A.J. Brown? No. Hell no. Hell no. No way. No way. Nope. No. 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 It's a no. No. Nope. No. Not happening. No way. No way. I don't care. I'm not giving up Pickens for A.J. Brown. I don't care.
We do not care.
Thank you, Mike Tomlin. There you go. Former coach of Pickens. How much fab would you spend on Browning in Superflex leagues? Well, this is a guy who's going to be a starter. You know it. He's locked into a job for the next couple months, without a doubt. He's got excellent receivers to throw to. It's at least 20%. At least. Maybe 25? What do you guys think? I'd love to get other people's take. Dan, what are you thinking? That's my number. 20 to 25 right away, because Superflex, you know, when guys get hurt, and an offense like that, Browning's got the opportunity to play in that offense. I like it. I like it a lot. Tanner says, Justin Jefferson? Oh, that's what that... Were you the guy? That's who it was. JJ. In that trade question. Thank you. Yes. So this was CD and Kenneth for JJ, Kyren, and Garrett Wilson? Well, shit, if you got all three of those guys, I can't argue with it. Although I still love CD and Kenneth Walker, but yeah, you did quite well. If you got Kyren, you got a volume running back and two wide receivers who are, one's a first rounder for sure, and the other one has been a first rounder. That's a great trade. Everyone's saying, I think it's JJ. You guys are smarter than me. Jeff, everyone says it's JJ. See? Okay. I'm the idiot. I'm the moron hosting the show. Lots of podcasts.
You talk.
Two L's, two Z's.
Give me two.
Hassan wants to know, should I trade DJ Moore and Montgomery for AJ Brown? I don't want AJ Brown. I just don't want him at all. I don't think it's a slow start. I don't think that there's going to be some huge run. This is the Philadelphia offense now. This is how they win Super Bowls. This is how they win games. The running game is everything. Now, A.J. Brown did get targeted 8 times in that Kansas City game, I believe. So that is worth noting that they tried to target him more. And I understand that maybe those targets could turn into better days. And there might be games where A.J. Brown pops. I mean, they got the Rams next. That's a tough matchup. At Tampa Bay, that's a tough matchup. Denver, that's a tough matchup. And they're at the Giants. And the Giants D, I know they look terrible this last week, but they're better than that. Minnesota, the Giants again, Green Bay's D, Detroit's D, nothing to fear. Then Dallas, Chicago, Chargers, etc. No, I'm not doing it. A.J. Brown has to show me otherwise. I do not believe that the Philadelphia Eagles want to throw the ball much, and it might be once in a while he pops, but I'm looking for consistency. From a guy like A.J. Brown, I want week-to-week double-digit targets at least, and we're not going to get that, I don't think. I just don't. Dan was taking 50% on the Browning fab percentage. Okay, I'm down with that. I'm pro that. Michael Mobley, Wandale Robinson for Keon Clark? No. Keon Coleman, no. Wasn't Keon Clark an NBA player? I remember he was like a power forward center, I believe. But I assume you're saying Keon Coleman. No, I wouldn't do it. I love Wandale. I've always loved Wandale Robinson. I'm a Wandale Robinson kind of guy. So I drafted Wandale Robinson in a lot of best balls, and I have him in redraft fab waiver wire leagues too. I love Wandale, and it was so beautiful to see him have that monster game against Dallas on Sunday. 8 catches, 142 yards and a tutty. Thank you, Wandale. I prayed to the good Lord and he blessed me. Thank you,
Jesus.
Woo-hoo! I love it. I wouldn't trade Wandale. That's just me though. I'm a Wandale freak. Okay, Mr. Awaken Up, sup? What's up, Mr. Awaken Up? Would you trade Hill Mason for Evans Pickens? Tyreek Hill and Jordan. I love Jordan Mason. I really don't want to trade Jordan Mason at all. I love Mason. I think there's a good season brewing there in high volume play. But you get Mike Evans. You know, he's getting older, but he's still pretty reliable. And then George Pickens. I like Pickens a lot in that offense. I'd like to get out of business with Tyreek Hill, but I really love Mason so much that I wouldn't do that trade. I think Mason's going to be such a crucial running back that I think Mason will have the volume to end up being a top 10 running back this year without a doubt. Yeah, you heard me. Jordan Mason will be a top 10 running back this year without a doubt. So that's how I feel about it, Mr. Awaken Up. Jamie says, college football has to be more of a thing. MJ, what do you think of your boy Underwood? This last weekend, thoughts on a team starting freshman quarterbacks? You can't look, Underwood is immensely talented. Bryce Underwood, if those that don't know, I went to Michigan, so go blue, I'm a Wolverine. I'm not that annoying, though.
Great job.
At least, well, I'm annoying. But I'm not the annoying Wolverine guy, I don't think. I try not to be. I really don't. I'm not a loyalist like that. College doesn't care about me. They could give a shit. They don't know my name. Why would I care as much as if they care so little about me? But I do love the community and the tailgates and the colors and the uniforms and the big house. It's great to go there. And I don't know. I'm always going to be a sucker for Michigan football because I was born on it. That's how they get you young, you know? Whatever you get into at a young age, however they suck you in early, they're going to suck you in for life. They are. And they got me. But Bryce Underwood is still a freshman. And starting freshman takes time. I don't care. Underwood is one of the most talented freshmen ever. He really is. He's that talented. He's incredible. But he still has to develop. And there's lessons. You can never fast forward the lessons of life, folks. Kids learn this. Every generation. Every child has to go through it. We all know the answers once we get older. But every person still has to learn them again and again and again and again and again. And so does Bryce Underwood. He's got to learn certain things that have nothing to do with his talent about being a quarterback and being a leader. So I love Underwood. I'm excited about the game against Nebraska this Saturday. It's Underwood versus Raiola, Dylan Raiola, who's a former also super hyped quarterback, if you hadn't heard about him in college football. So that's exciting. Looking forward to that game. And I love Bryce Underwood. And I think Sharon Moore's a good coach. I'm just hoping that I'm right about that because I want Sharon Moore to succeed in Michigan. Okay? I love college football. Oh, it's the best. Tanner's back for more. I start three. Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson, Tet Pickens. All right, so Adams and the Rams have the Philadelphia Eagles this week. That's a tough one, right? Garrett Wilson and the Jets go down to Tampa. Is Tyrod Taylor starting this week? Tet McMillan and the Panthers are at home against the Falcons. It's their home opener, by the way. Panthers have had two road games to start the year. And then George Pickens and Dallas going to Chicago to take on the Bears, who are also 0-2 and in trouble. I love Devontae Adams. I think he's not a kind of guy that you can really bench. Like Devontae Adams, you start him every week. You just plug him in. And by the way, Matthew Stafford, I told everybody, everyone's worried about Matthew Stafford's injuries in the preseason. It's just what he does every year. You never worry about Stafford. When it's time to play ball, Stafford is a gamer and ready to go, okay? You got me on that? But if I had to sit one, I guess I'd sit Wilson against Tampa's defense. I like Pickens in Chicago. I could see benching Pickens, but Chicago's got major problems in the secondary. So Pickens, even though it's on grass outdoor, Pickens should feast. So I'm going to say it's Wilson this week. That's a tough one. But that's my thought initially. Asan says, you think Judkins should be a trade target? Okay. Yeah, we haven't even talked about Judkins. Oh, man. Let me see what's going on here. So oh, hey, everybody, we're still doing a show. Yep. Okay. So, Judkins. Judkins had a nice run in garbage time, but clearly, now that he's cleared, the Browns love him. And you got Judkins, Samson, and Jerome Ford. I love Jerome Ford, but they like Judkins a lot. So, I think what you got to do here, you absolutely want to try to trade for Judkins, but that's going to be a jumbled mess because Dylan Samson's great for PPR. He can catch balls out of the backfield. We also might see a quarterback change in Cleveland eventually here. Like, Joe Flacco, what are you doing? You guys are trying to make the playoffs. Cleveland sucks. It's over. Go to bed. It was a good run, Joe. Put it to bed. Although, that final score in Cleveland, at the half, it was a tight game. So, that final score makes the Baltimore-Cleveland game look a little bit more ridiculous than it was. That's why you got to look at these things. You got to watch the clips, at the very least, the highlights, not just box scores and stats. It's important to see the context of a game and how it played out. Game scripts. We know this shit is important, do we not? Do I have to yell about it like this in a high-pitched voice? I mean, really, in this day and age, do I have to do this?
Wow, dude.
Utah, give me two.
Baltimore Podcast, two L's, two Z's. There you go. There's so many other things I didn't mention, but we got to wrap it up now. Ah, man, I hate that. But the chat, you guys are really good. You guys are really, really good at keeping the show moving. I love it. I really appreciate it. And I want you guys to subscribe, share it with your friends, tell people, hey, it was a show over there. And, you know, all my pals here, Britton Allen, two T's, two L's, he's awesome.
Utah.
His Discord channel is awesome. He's always talking about, he was hyped last night about Trey Savage, the Toronto Blue Jays rookie pitcher. He had his debut, struck out 9 in his rookie debut last night for the Blue Jays. Savage is awesome, dude. He is so awesome. He is. Okay. There it is. Yeah, I'm doing it. I got to do another show after this, and I got a couple minutes to get that going. So, Asan says, you're the man. Thank you, Asan. Subscribe, like, love having you here. Michael Mobley, pick up Dylan Gabriel or Sanders. Yeah. I like Shedeur Sanders better. I really do, but it looks like there's just no doubt that Cleveland favors Dylan Gabriel. So, if you want to know who is going to get the playing time? Cleveland is showing you all the cards that they want Dylan Gabriel to be the man here. It just seems plain as day, even though I prefer Shedeur. Yeah. What kind of show? Oh, it's my movie show. We're doing Forrest Gump. I do a show called the Cinema 9 Podcast. If you like movies, check out Cinema 9 Podcast and all podcast feeds, YouTube channel. We're doing Forrest Gump to find out if it holds up or not. I used to love that movie when I was a kid, but does Forrest Gump hold up in 2025? About to find out. We don't do that one live. We record it offline. The only show I do that, like, not live. I love doing live. I love live chats. I love live streams. A lot of fun. All right. Let me do a couple quick hitters and I'll get out of here. Things I just did not mention yet. I mentioned Mac Jones is for real. I buy it. Jake Browning, I love. I buy that. Tyrod Taylor for Justin Fields, it's probably, I mean, it's a concussion. So I'm not banking. Even if Fields gets cleared, I'm not playing Fields against Tampa on Sunday. Fields is out this week for me. I'm benching him everywhere. But that doesn't mean I want to go with Tyrod Taylor either. One thing I will say about Tampa Bay, the last 2 years, they've played at home in week three, and they've lost both games quite clearly. Just an interesting little tidbit. They lost last year in week three at home to the Broncos 26-7, and then the Eagles beat them in Tampa Bay in week three in 2023 on Monday Night Football. So it's a little fun little tidbit. I like little tidbits. Jackson Dart. I want all the Jackson Dart. I don't care what Russell Wilson did this past week. I believe in Jackson Dart. His time is coming. It's right there. I like Cam Ward. I mentioned that. Carson Wentz with the Vikings. Interesting enough, Carson Wentz is at least worth picking up because if McCarthy's more injured than we realize, you know, Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer, with all the weapons that Wentz will have, could get something out of him. And the Vikings, you know, week three, the Vikings are playing, oh my God, I know everything off the top of my head. I don't know this one. It's the Bengals, right, in the injured quarterback bowl. It's Vikings-Bengals week three. So Bengals defense sucks, so that's a good matchup. I don't know how long it'll last, but Wentz is probably worth just picking up for that. Portugal soccer, Kamara or Gienti? Subscribe, like the video, please, so much. Oh, shit. In PPR, it's Kamara, but maybe that's a cop-out. Man, this is a really tough one now. Good call, Portugal soccer. Shit. Man. Let me look at Gentry's schedule. Washington this week, Chicago, Indianapolis, Tennessee, Kansas City. They're both going to get a lot of volume. In PPR, I prefer Kamara. Kamara's old, but he still just keeps on going. I mean, he's there. He's their guy. I guess I'll go Kamara by a hair here. But I'm really torn. I'm really torn. I admit that freely. Braves like that. Go Braves. Oh, you'd love Benjamin Chase. Please follow our guy, Big Gentle Ben, on Twitter X. Ben is our podcast dynasty fantasy baseball master. He loves talking prospects. He loves talking minor league ball. Make sure you follow Ben and check out our Prospects Power Hour, which we do on Monday nights. It's a lot of fun. Tons of fun. Do I trade Jamar for Bijan? Ben's a huge Braves fan. That's why I mentioned that. Do I trade Jamar for Bijan? I'm not sure. If it's PPR, no. I love Bijan, but Allgeier is a great backup. Tyler Allgeier is a great backup to Bijan, and he's a threat to him. But the fact that Jamar Chase had 15 catches, even with Browning in the game and all those targets, there's just no doubt that Browning is going to lean on a guy like Jamar Chase because he's going to be like, oh, thank God I got Jamar Chase in my life. 16 targets in week two. I think we're going to see a lot more of that because T. Higgins is out there, which helps. It helps prevent defenses from going too crazy on just Chase. It really does. I might do this trade, though. I like Bijan a lot. I really do. I really, really do. But I'd flip a coin on it, and it would come down to what other players you have on your roster, what are your needs, what can you spare. If you don't have a lot of great running backs and Bijan locks it up for you, but you got other wide receivers, I think you can find more receivers. Receivers are always out there, man. There's so many of them. I really do. You're not going to find one like Jamar Chase. I understand what I'm saying when I say that.
Wow, dude.
Calm down.
Great job.
Everyone calm down. But, yeah, that's a great one. That's a really tough one. It all depends on your roster context there. Okay, Braves? You got that? Unknown, I remember you. Wow, I haven't seen you in forever. I haven't seen you in a hot shit minute. Good to see you. You think it's worth it to drop Sampson for Judkins now that he's starting to become the lead back? No, I wouldn't do that. I would pick up Judkins, but I want to keep both for now because they like Sampson too. I mean, Sampson's a fourth-round pick. Judkins is a second-round pick. But they both have talent. They're both in the mix. I wouldn't get rid of Sampson yet. I would not do that. I like Sampson, actually, just pure talent. I like Sampson a hair more than I like Judkins. I really do, actually, in real life. So that's just me. Solid running backs are a super thing this year already. Yeah, that's a good point, Hassan. Back to my final points I was making. Okay, I covered a lot of quarterback stuff there. Running back wise, I covered that. Running backs are really healthy right now. So we're actually in a good spot when it comes to running back health. We got it. There's probably going to be some more injuries coming here, right? They got to be coming right around the corner because running back as a position right now is incredibly healthy, and it's interesting. But I love me some, and I really got to go. I've been saying this for the last 7 minutes. I know. I love. Isaiah Davis of the Jets. I think I'd rather have Isaiah Davis than Braylon Allen. I'm just going to say these things, and you can deal with them later. I'd rather have Isaiah Davis than Braylon Allen in the Jets' backfield. I want Chris Rodriguez in the Washington backfield. I think he's going to be a big factor going forward. I love Trey Benson over Connor. It's going to happen eventually. Jalen Warren, still my guy. Jordan Mason, I still mention him. I love him so much. I still believe in Pacheco. They just got to get things going there. The offense is a mess in Kansas City, but Pacheco still has the ability to rack up some volume. And I love Tootin. The fact that the Jags traded Tank Bisbee opened the door. Tootin scored a touchdown on Sunday against the Bengals. Tootin is really right there. But I love Kyle Menange. I love Menange. Swift is old. Ben Johnson wants a guy that he can trust, a workhorse. And that's what Kyle Menange is. He's a workhorse back. There's just no doubt about it, okay? The guy is going to get fed, and he's going to rack up the carries. As the weeks go on, I really want Menange rest of season. I'm a big fan. I want to get that on the record, okay? Wide receiver-wise, Roma Dunze is for real. That's not a joke. That's not hype. Everything that's happening there is for real. I love Wandale Robinson. I mentioned that. I love Rashid Shaheed. He scored a touchdown. The Saints are going to be throwing a lot. I had Shaheed in a lot of best ball, but even in redraft fab waiver wire leagues, I want me some Shaheed. I love Romeo Dobbs in Green Bay. Without Jaden Reed, I think Dobbs could end up being the number one receiver as a 1B to Tucker Kraft, who is one of my most drafted tight ends this year. I love Tucker Kraft a shitload. God, he's so good. But it seems like I'm piling on because he's had such a great first 2 weeks. But I drafted him that way, and I was talking Tucker Kraft preseason. I was. I love that dude. I believe in Troy Franklin. The Io Manor hype is for real in Tennessee, but don't drop Ridley. Hunter Renfrow scored 2 touchdowns for Carolina. That's interesting. He might have the trust of Bryce Young. And as we saw, Bryce Young fed Adam Thielen a lot of touchdowns while he was there. So Renfrow might be this guy that he keeps feeding touchdowns to going forward, which is bad news for McMillan. God, there's so much more. I got to go. Tesla is awesome for the Lions, but he doesn't get enough snaps and targets. And yeah, that's it. I gotta go. I really gotta go. So there's so much more I want to say. Thank you for being here. Please subscribe, like the video, follow us everywhere, be a part of everything. Come to the Discord and talk football all week long, Sunday mornings, Thursday nights, the Patreon. Check that out. I'm posting a lot of stuff on there. It's all in the description. All the links. Everything is there for you. It's there for you. Okay. I am out of here. I'm Michael Govier, MJ Govier on Twitter X and everywhere else you can find me. Bye bye.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.